Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello. I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee with insert in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Hello everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com. Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Amanda joining us here in just a second. And if you want to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I'll make it a point to bring you onto the show. So let's go ahead and bring on Amanda here. Welcome in, Amanda.
Happy Wednesday evening.
So, well, thank you for being here.
Yes. Always look forward to it.
Okay.
Every week.
So what's the word on the street out there? On those mean streets of St. George?
We got some snow. It's not
did
super,
you?
Super. Yes. It wasn't a lot. It was enough. Well, it was yesterday morning, and it was very freezing. It was freezing overnight. So very cold. Everything was quite frozen and frosty this morning, but it wasn't too much time before we were up in the 40s. So it's snow yesterday, though.
Oh, we didn't get any of that.
You don't usually, like, it's pretty uncommon for you, right?
We'll get snow once every 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
And once every 8 to 10 years, it might stick on the ground.
Sounds about right. I do live a little bit north from St. George, and at my higher elevation, we will get the snow stick on the ground, but it doesn't last for very long. So
okay.
We had it was melted by probably 2 p.m. It was completely gone. But, yeah, it's always a surprise when you see that white stuff and you live in a place that's just not commonly seen.
So do you get it, what, once a year, twice a year?
Yeah, last year I only remember seeing snow on the ground once, and it was approximately the same time last year, and
okay.
That's all I remember. I know it snowed, but it didn't stick. It was like you could see it in the air, but it wasn't sticking. But we do have a pretty good-sized mountain range right next to us that's a higher mountains, and the mountains are completely covered in snow.
Yeah, back in 2019, we went to San Diego for Christmas, and coming back, the I-15 was completely closed in California. So we ended up staying at a friend's house out in Palm Desert.
Wow. Yeah, that's unusual when the whole interstate is closed. Highly unusual.
Yeah, the way from the El Cajon Pass to Victorville to whatever. So even if we tried to get on the freeway right there, we couldn't. And the back way, Route 66, wasn't open either.
Oh, yeah. So you were stuck. There's no getting around
Fortunately, I've done enough in my life where between BIL members or Freedomizer hosts or other people I've met throughout the years, if I'm in a major city and many small ones, I could make a phone call and have an emergency place to stay if needed.
Oh, well, that's awesome, actually.
I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, quite. That's a good thing. That's a wonderful blessing, especially in times like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently
so
Northern Utah
staying,
got a lot of snow.
We used to go to, we went to Coachella a few years in a row, and we have a friend that lives out there, so that's who my wife and I stayed with.
Very nice.
So go ahead. I know I ran you off the road there.
No, I was just saying that Northern Utah got quite a bit of snow this last week especially, so my husband's working a lot of Yes, and today, yes, and that a lot of the shipments that come to the St. George area are coming from north, and so it causes him to have a long day because you kind of have to wait around until the trucks pull in, the overnight haulers, and wait until they're there, and then you can make your deliveries, but yeah, so I'm not going to complain about getting a little bit of snow because I remember what it's like to live in northern Utah and have to drive in it constantly all winter long. So I don't miss that at all. Not even.
Well, I'm originally a New Yorker and I retired from shoveling snow like that.
Yeah, smart.
I don't know what to think about those videos that you see sometimes when you have commuters that are on the road and they're at a stoplight, and that starts a whole corral of like 21 cars that are trying to stop, and they end up just crashing into the next car in front of them.
Yeah, I've seen those videos. They're all just plowing through.
Yeah, and then all you see is just one car after another, and you could see them hitting their brakes, and it's not doing a thing.
Mm-hmm. And they're just sliding. Yes. The only real car accident I've been in was, well, as an adult, I should say, was probably about 4 years ago in northern Utah. And I'm driving very carefully in the slow lane in the snowstorm and somebody going too fast for conditions in the fast lane lost control and went across all four lanes of traffic in front of me. So...
Hey.
And, of course, I'm going like 30. I don't know how fast she was going, but, of course, she did a nice little 90-degree tailspin there. And luckily, I only hit her enough to – well, it totaled my car, barely hurt her car. So, yes, it was a very unhappy day. I was on my way to a radio interview, and so – I had to do it from the inside of the cab of my husband's truck. He had to come and pick me up.
No.
But anyway,
it wasn't your fault, right?
I don't miss it. Nope, it wasn't my fault. We got the money to buy the car that I drive now, actually. So that was good to have that option, but very inconvenient. And luckily nobody was hurt, but still it's a little intense when you're trying to be careful, but not everybody else understands road conditions. And she was in a big SUV, so, yeah. And I was in a small little CNG car, my natural gas car.
CNG, I don't know that.
Compressed natural gas.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a Honda Civic.
Okay.
And... Yes, it was great for doing things on the Wasatch Front. We couldn't take it anywhere outside of, like, I think there was one fill station in all of Wyoming. So I didn't take it on long drives. We had to stick close to where all the fill stations are.
Oh, so it was an alternative fuel, or you plug it in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's alternative fuel. So natural gas, just like you would imagine what your heater would run on. Yeah. So you have to have specific fill stations. We have one here in St. George that I'm aware of. There might be two. So we'll see some compressed natural gas cars on the road. And there are a couple in Vegas because I was able to take my car to Vegas, thankfully, to see family and was able to drive it. And, even with the natural gas prices, at least right now, they're still less than your regular gasoline. And
so
during that time,
did you convert your car to a natural gas car?
No.
Okay.
The last one we had we bought it like that, and they were giving the state of Utah was giving tax credits for that at the time, and so. My husband had a truck, and I had the little car, and they were both natural gas. And then after that accident, we were like, maybe we should just have a regular gasoline vehicle if we need to go somewhere outside of your usual fill stations. But yeah, I wouldn't even try to convert something over. That's, yeah. Not for me. So anyway, how are things in your area?
Nothing changes out here, I guess.
Yeah. I guess that can be a good thing, right? No news is good news sometimes.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It just gets me, though. And you notice this more when you're in Vegas as opposed to St. George, but all these people that still are wearing their scams everywhere, I just don't understand it.
Yeah. Well, they heard the news that RSV and the flu, that's just the
no,
numbers are up.
No, these people would
so.
Be wearing their scams anyway, though.
Mm-hmm. Their security blanket?
Yes, and really, when you go to a restaurant, you're going to put it on whenever the waiter comes? You're eating your
yep.
food, and the waiter asks you if your food is okay, and then you point your one finger up, and then he puts his scam on and says, sorry, I had to put my scam on. Yeah, my food's good.
Wow. Yeah, I have not seen that one around here, so that's unfortunate you're seeing that in your area. Dang.
Yeah, and for what, though? Are you really going to get COVIDs because the waiter came by and asked you if your food was okay?
Right. So, and if they are really putting their faith... Uh-huh.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, if they're really putting their faith in a piece of cloth, then aren't they going to be disappointed?
Yes, and not just any piece of cloth, but those blue ones that come in a box.
Wow. The ones that have been shown to have microplastics and graphene?
Yes, those very ones that on the box say they don't protect you from COVIDs. That one.
Yep, that's the one. I've seen those on people, sadly.
And they're the ones that tell us it's a conspiracy theory that they really do protect you from COVIDs, even though the box says it doesn't.
Right. And who's a conspiracy theorist now? Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
I don't, have
don't worry, they'll die suddenly from unknown causes sometime soon.
Right. Yeah, I don't have much tolerance for that sort of inability to connect the dots. Like if you, obviously they are the ones who are getting the gene therapy. They're the ones who are staying home and being safe, and they're always the ones who are sick. They're always the ones who've had COVID four times, and they
but
just can't figure it out.
But you know what gets me though is, if you're that worried about getting COVID, then don't go out to eat.
Yeah, amen. Exactly. It's pretty sad to see. We did see a family in the local Smiths, which is the Kroger's. We saw a family over the weekend. We had stopped in for a few things, and the little kids and the mom and dad, and they're trying to talk to each other, and the kid's frustrated because the mask is annoying, and I'm just like, as far as I could see from all around me, they were the only ones in the whole store, and the store was busy. They were the only ones in the whole store. Makes you shake your head.
Yeah, you feel bad for the kids who don't want to wear the scam and their parents are yelling at them to keep it on.
Yep. Very frustrating. I don't like that. And she couldn't have been more than like four. She was very tiny, and I was like, ugh. Poor thing.
Well, even that Asian lady that was pimping scams on CNN announced, about 6 months ago, that the scams affected her son's speech for life.
Mm.
And she was the one telling people to put their scams on.
And now she recognizes that it was detrimental to her child after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
But it's okay for that family you just saw. They were one of the few Democrat voters in St. George.
Right. No doubt about it.
I've said a few things, not to be terribly mean, but if somebody asks me a question or something, or they say, excuse me, and I'll say, oh, it's no problem, Democrat voter. And then they ask, I vote Democrat. Well, you have a scam on your face, and I will call it a scam.
Good. No doubt they're very surprised.
Yeah. But they don't have an exit strategy, though. If they haven't stopped wearing scams by now, they're never going to. And you have to think of them as your political enemies. Because if Brandon put out something that says, I'm considering making everybody wear scams for the rest of their lives, the people that are already wearing them, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, what's wrong with wearing a scam for the rest of your life?
Right. That's so true.
Because everybody that says they hate scams, they've had an opportunity for 10 months already to no longer wear the scam. But 10 months in, they're still wearing it, and they're still breathing in those microplastics and still having breathing issues.
Right. And they continue to do it.
Yeah.
It's very... very interesting indeed.
And there's people that are trying to beg Brandon to make the scams come back. Make everybody wear scams.
Make it a permanent thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's communism, though. Everybody has to live how you want them to live. Nobody's allowed freedom of choice.
That's absolutely true. That is the communist manifesto. You have no choice. Everybody's equally low, equally poor, equally in slavery.
So what have you been working on?
Oh, well, I was going to share with you a fun article that my friend sent me today, and I'm going to pull it up. If you'd like, I can send it to you on Facebook so you can read it yourself, but his comment was that this article is as good as anything that the Babylon Bee puts out, and anybody who knows them, they are a joke site, or they make fun of just the current thing. So this came from a website called Fortune Well, and this is quoting a new study, and here's the title: people who skipped their COVID vaccine are at higher risk of traffic accidents, according to a new study.
Yeah, I saw that.
Reading a little. Oh, did you?
They're just making stuff up now.
Exactly. And so if you skip down about halfway through, why would they ignore the rules of the road? Distrust of government, a belief in freedom, misconceptions of daily risks, faith in natural protection, antipathy toward regulation, poverty, misinformation, a lack of resources, and personal beliefs are potential reasons proposed by the authors. And I'm shaking my head right now so hard. Poverty? What? Yeah, faith in natural protection? Huh? So, I'm going to read the study a little closer and see what their, like, where their parameters are, what they used for, say, like, their control group. Just thought it'd be interesting. So... because they're just saying, really, it's just risky behavior. risky behavior and anti-vaccination go hand in hand. And this is what the study relies on. So I didn't go down far enough to see if they had a control group, which they won't, because this kind of study doesn't really rely on any actual scientific method. The scientific method, of course, is like you see it, something observable, and you try to recreate it. And so I'm just interested to see how this study can even be quoted. It's got to be a joke.
The funniest one I've ever seen was anti-vaxxers are so ignorant that a new study came out that shows that they're so dumb that they vote for Trump.
That's a sign of their stupidity. Got it.
Yes.
Cool.
So I wonder what's next.
Yeah, good question. That is a good question. So I'm looking at this study again, just quickly. I'm kind of laughing to myself here. To determine risky behaviors, the following definitions were employed. Number one, hazardous driving. Number two, unprotected sports. Number three, excessive sun exposure. Number four, poor dental hygiene. Number five, alcohol. Number six, illicit drug use. Number seven, smoking. Number eight, risky sex. And number nine, poor diet.
And what was this about? You'll have to remind me. I didn't catch it.
Yeah, so this is the study that this article is referring to.
Okay.
How they came to the conclusion that if you didn't get your vaccine, then you have more traffic accidents. So I was looking for, like, hard numbers. So they compared the control group, or they compared out of all the accidents, they were able to determine that these people did not have any kind of vaccine, the current gene therapy. And as anybody who's done any kind of vaccine research will know, that if you are not current on the current booster, they label you as unvaccinated. They do that with every vaccine. If you're not current on the boosters, then it's so much time has passed, then you are now in the unvaccinated category. So I was trying to figure out, like, how they came to that conclusion. And so far, all I'm seeing is a conflation of risky behavior and being anti-vaccine.
Okay. Because I was just trying to understand where they said that if you're unvaccinated, you're more likely to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. There's really not. They're taking those parameters and applying those to anti-vaxxers. Because if you're an anti-vaxxer, then you obviously also are a smoker and you use illicit drugs and you have poor dental hygiene. And so this is what's killing me here. It's such a stupid, I'm just surprised they haven't had to and maybe they will, because this is, it's April 2021. I thought it was this year, but who knows? Maybe they'll still have to recount it. I don't know.
Well, I'm not a drinker or a smoker. I'm as clean as they come.
Right. Uh-huh. Exactly. It should be interesting to see. I'm just going to have to read it a little more closely.
Oh, you should see the one I just sent you.
Go ahead.
You should see the one I just sent you. Now it goes even further.
Anti-chippers. Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's a such thing now called anti-chippers, which means that we are the people that are refusing to get a microchip in order to buy and sell.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, you can definitely sign me up for that one.
Oh, this article. This is interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
I was looking to see where it said that it is part of the Babylon Bee Network or The Onion.
Right. Oh, microchip implants are inevitable, and that's a good thing. Gosh, thanks for that person who even wrote this. I don't see who wrote it.
Yeah,
oh,
I didn't
give
see that.
Me... Huh, what do you know? I mean, the comments are disabled, but come on. Can't quote your author.
Of course they disabled the comments. Liberals always do that because they don't want... if they don't agree with it, or if they know they're going to get backlash, they just shut the comments off. But they can comment all over yours.
And this is in the health and wellness category. Oh my gosh, what the crap is this website? Oh, I have to look at it more. This is ridiculous. Wow, what a dumb website. There's, like, no homepage here. Here we go. Nope, that's not the homepage. Wow, okay. This is a ridiculous website. Huh. Okay, good to know. This is hard to navigate. Well, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that this is where we're headed. I know that you and I talk about this often, where we're headed and how things are playing out to the point where we just have no freedom. We have to abide by whatever ridiculous government control comes down the way.
So, yeah, you can call me an anti-chipper next year, the year after that, the decade after. I'm also anti-cell phone.
Yep, that's true about you. You are the only one I know. I've told you this before. You're the only grown adult I know that doesn't use a cell phone.
Yeah, I don't want
pretty... it. Yeah, I can understand that. Totally understand it.
So when it comes time for your central bank digital currency, yeah, I won't be taking part.
Mm-hmm. Smart. You've got to be ready.
So if you
want to
take part, now that's on you.
Yep. Exactly. And we know it's coming.
Well, eventually, though, once they get everybody on the phone to scan in, next will be the mark on your hand. By 2030, no one will have cell phones anymore. It will be just an implant that you get.
Yep. It'll be downloaded to your brain directly from the cloud.
Yeah, there's only a few more versions of iPhones that will be coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they need to make sure that you're beholden to the beast so that you got to stay in connection with everything, so you need to get your chip.
And that's where Neuralink comes in.
Exactly what I was thinking.
And I feel like I say this almost every day because people ask me almost every day if what do I think of Elon Musk? And my answer will always be the same. He's a globalist, but he hates the other globalists and is willing to combat them. So, yes, he's doing our fight for us that we didn't fight, and he's taking them head on. But at the end of the day, he's not exactly on our side.
Right.
The only difference between him and the other globalist is that the other globalist wants there to be mass death and everything in life is controlled and traced, whereas Elon Musk just wants to be the ruler of the world and have the most money and doesn't care if you live or die. Whereas the other globalist wants you to die.
Yes. That sounds about right. Yep. I keep hearing things about his stance on things, or just his behaviors on Twitter these days, like opening it up for free speech or reinstating people's accounts. And then I'm hearing of other accounts being banned still and other topics being considered misinformation that should not be considered misinformation. So
it's hard to say on that because he probably has not gotten rid of everybody he needs to get rid of yet.
Yeah. And hopefully that happens.
That's what I think it is, which is why some people are still banned. It's, I guess maybe there isn't a way just to unban everyone.
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't know. I don't have a Twitter account, so I don't ever go over there for anything. But
I have a Twitter, but Freedomizer Radio hasn't used Twitter in a long time.
Hmm.
And the only way I use the Barefoot is Legal Twitter is if I make a new meme, it automatically gets shared over there.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't use it.
Huh.
Well, I don't really have an interest, so
right.
Why am I going to go over there?
Yeah, same. I didn't really love it. When I had an account when it first was a thing, and I mean, I had a MySpace page, and then I had a Twitter account, which I used a total of like maybe 5 times and forgot it existed because it was just like a bunch of hashtags, and you only had so many words you could use, and it seems like it limited you to like 20 words or so. I don't even remember now. It was something short, and I was just like, I don't have time for that. And then when Facebook came on the scene, I was just like, okay, this is about all I can handle. And I just forgot Twitter even existed. And now I have no interest whatsoever. I haven't had a need for it or the desire.
Well, the difference for me with Twitter is I like having groups, and I like having discussions, and just saying things in 2 or 3 sentences and putting up a bunch of hashtags it's not something I'm interested in.
Exactly. I totally agree with you on that. And then I just kept hearing about how the rate of censorship was so high there, and I was like, yes, I am already getting that from Facebook. Why would I want to do that at Twitter as well? And then people who didn't have a Twitter account, as soon as Elon took over, they were like, oh, I'm going over to Twitter. Hooray, opening my account. And I'm still not going to worry about it. Still not interested. Still not going to do that.
I have my 5,000 friends on Spybook. And I realize that you can have as many followers as you want on Twitter, but I'm not really interested in the chase of having another account that I have to try to get followers on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I understand.
Yeah, it would help me, I guess, if for Freedomizer's sake, but it's just it's not interesting to me.
Uh-huh. Makes sense. Yeah, I've tried other platforms. Like when MeWe first came out, that was, gosh, I don't know, like 10 years ago? Might not have been 10. Like 8 years ago, maybe. And there was, you know, a total of like 100 people on there. I tried to get some interest, and it just got, you know, it was very boring, I guess, more than anything. You weren't really getting any interactions and weren't talking to other people about any topics. And then, so I just left it alone, came back to it, and I had all this spam, just all these fake accounts, fake people. I had to sort through everybody trying to block all these people that were fake. And so as soon as I started posting things, and I get another slew of fake people commenting and wanting to be connected with me. And I was like, oh, this is so overrun. So I just left.
Yeah, the only thing with MeWe needs a serious upgrade. It just its interface just seems old. And MeWe is generally for people that get banned on SpyBook. So,
right.
So you can go talk to your friends on another platform. That's all MeWe is.
Yeah.
And it just sucks, because if MeWe just put more work into it, they would be more credible, but they're not. And they are who they are already by now. If they have not considered an upgrade by now, then they're not going to.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. I can't remember what the other one that came out. Was it in 2020? There was another social media platform that was pretty popular.
Parler?
With people who were Parler, that's the one. I didn't even try that one either. I know a lot of people were going there and speaking on things and sharing stuff about Trump that was getting censored on Facebook. And
yeah.
I just was at the point where I'm like, you know what? They're going to have to completely block me from Facebook. I'm just not going to run off. I'm just going to keep posting. And they'll have to keep banning me, because I'm just at this point, I'm like, I'm going to be stubborn and stay here and just keep talking and keep spreading the truth. And yeah.
Well, if something else was that popular, and I'm not talking about TikTok, but if something else was popular, I would love to move on. But I want the opportunity to talk to people and not – because I could go to Gab, I guess, but it's hard making friends on Gab.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks the same, and I don't want to be in an area where everybody thinks exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an echo chamber, as they would call that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when people call into the show and all they want to talk about is the Constitution, and I get it. I do enjoy a good Constitution. But if that's all you have, it makes for boring radio. And I've done this a long time. It's just boring. And nobody wants to come in and just talk about the Constitution and listen to it 3 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying it's not good. The Constitution's the greatest document ever written by man. But it just seems as though when people bring it up and they stay on that topic for an hour, I'm not saying that they sound like liberals, but at the same time, it's a I'm better than you attitude a lot of times.
Oh. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
That's why I just think that, fucker. Hold on, I have to make an emergency call here. Can you go on without me for a minute?
Sure.
All right, I'll be right back.
Sounds good. All right, I'm going to pull the rest of this article up. So Proof was talking about this article titled Anti-Chippers, and here is the title. Anti-Chippers are the latest group of off people we now have to worry about. So he mentioned he wasn't sure if this was a joke. I had to go and look at the rest of this website. It's a very confusing website. It doesn't really have like a homepage. And the name of the website is IQFY. And so I'm not sure. I'm still undecided if this was meant to be a serious article. So what I'm doing here is I'm going to read a little bit, and then I'm going to maybe click on some of these resource links that they have included. And so I'm going to read down a little further here. Anti-shippers are the latest group of awful people we now have to worry about. As if these troubling times haven't already encumbered us with enough challenges. So see why it sounds like a joke. It sounds like something Babylon Bee would come up with. Here's some more. They're paranoid, don't believe in science, many have white supremacist tendencies, and most importantly, they want you to know that microchip implants are super duper scary. They're anti-chippers, and they've got literally dozens more brain cells than your average anti-vaxxer. So what's their deal? The coronavirus pandemic has the world's most brilliant minds scrambling to find treatments, vaccines, and ways to improve public health going forward. One such savior is Bill Gates, the child-loving philanthropist who founded Microsoft. His proposal is to put a teeny tiny piece of silicone under everyone's skin to improve people's lives by reducing healthcare costs and keeping track of anyone deemed unhealthy by medical professionals. Now, what could possibly be bad about health professionals and doctors keeping Americans safe and healthy? You'd be surprised or not. So it gives you an indication of how they're starting out this article. I am a lover of sarcasm. I call it my second language. So I'm wondering if there's some serious sarcasm. Proof, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here. I had to make a call to my wife. My cat ate my headphones for work at my day job.
Oh, so you need to get some new headphones.
Yeah, otherwise I'm not working.
Right. Dang. And hopefully he didn't swallow any of that. Just chewed them up.
This is the third pair of headphones in 7 months that she's eaten on me.
Oh, wow.
I try to make sure she doesn't come in the room, but sometimes she comes in here and she just finds them to eat on.
Wow. Cats are funny. I was just wondering, is she jealous of all the time you spend on your job? Is that why? Or does she just have a thing for wires?
She loves wires.
Oh, I see.
I don't know how to stop it.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, some animals, I do often think of cats liking to chew on wires. I don't know why. It must feel good in their teeth or something. I don't know.
Yeah, fortunately, my wife was at Target anyway, so it was good. It was a good time to call her, but it sucks.
Yes. Well, I was just reading more of that article you had sent me, out loud. Laughing about how there's some sarcasm in this, but it's hard to tell because, I mean, honestly, you're going through it thinking, wow, they're really, really pushing this idea that anti-vaxxers and anti-chippers are just on this low level.
Even if it was a sarcasm bit now, in 12 to 24 months, I don't think it would be sarcasm. I think there would be legitimate people that would be upset once people like us who are not going to accept the mark of the beast. Those people have been conditioned, and they will think like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sarcasm today, but very soon it will be real.
Right. Kind of makes you feel like that, especially, like you said, the way things are going, it just makes you understand that humanity is absolutely taking the stance of, well, you must be anti-science. If you're not willing to do whatever the government says is a good idea, you obviously don't believe in science and facts. You must just be, what was that other article? You're just being subversive, truly.
But the issue is going to be that if we don't get younger, if we don't reach the young people, and that's what the Democrats are doing, they're reaching the youth. If we cannot reach those youth instead of Democrats, then we lost. Because the average kid now in the United States has probably never been in church in their life.
Mm.
And they don't know.
Yeah.
Their parents didn't tell them. They just they just think that it's just technology that they can put something in their wrist and they can turn a light on.
And it's convenience. Just the convenience.
Yeah, I don't see that being really that much of a convenience. Look, I can go into a room without flipping on a light switch. It's like, is it really that hard?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I find some things to be convenient in modern society, and some things are just more obnoxious. They don't really do anything to lighten your load. It just becomes an annoyance. It's more obnoxious than it needs to be. It's like I'd rather just do it old school, and this is coming from a teacher who taught old school math to her fourth and fifth graders last year. Thank goodness, because the newfangled way to do it with Common Core is so ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. It's just trying to completely rearrange things so that everybody's at this low level and trying to learn from infancy. It's almost like taking everybody back to infancy and trying to restructure from there when you've got all these easier ways to do things and straightforward old school ways, and we're supposed to just change all the old school, easy, straightforward things into, let's just, you know, make it more complicated so you can understand this concept. Makes it more annoying. I'm not all about the convenience. Some things, yes. I do like the convenience of turning on my heater or turning on the water. Those are awesome conveniences.
Yeah, that one I'll agree with.
Uh-huh. Funny, my dad grew up at a time when, well, I guess there was indoor plumbing for other families, but my dad did not have indoor plumbing for most of his childhood, and he used to tell stories about having to go out to the outhouse. And he was born in 1931, so he just all throughout his childhood just went out to the outhouse, and every once in a while when I am able to just take a few steps and go into my bathroom, I am so thankful that I don't have to do an outhouse again, because he lived in Ohio.
I've had to do that in my life before, I understand.
Yeah. Oh, some conveniences, but others are just like, why do I have to conform to that when it really doesn't make any sense to, why are we trying to simplify something that doesn't need to be simplified? Why do we constantly, you know, there's like 50,000 channels on TV now. It just, if you have cable or whatever system you use, it's all these channels, and it's just, you're never going to watch 90% of that. Yeah, anyway.
I did find a free online cable thing called Pluto.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. I know that channel.
I must have been the only one that never heard of it.
Well, we have a Roku. Roku is a device that hooks up to your internet, and it actually does have free channels on there. And Pluto's pretty... I mean, you can get some live TV, I think, and free movies. So, yeah, we do a lot of the free channels. And by a lot, I mean like two or three of the free channels.
I don't think there's any new stuff on there, but... if you feel like watching old stuff, it's worth it.
Right. Right. And did you tell me you don't have a television?
We have one.
Hmm.
We have one television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember if you told me that you don't have a TV or you just don't have cable. That might have been what you told me.
Let's see. I've turned the TV on twice in the past 14 months.
Okay. That's probably why. I was thinking.
My wife pays for Netflix for some reason. So, I was watching one of my, it was somebody that I follow, they had a TV show for a little while.
Ah.
So I binged watched their 10 episode season or whatever, and then that was it.
Huh. Well, you're not missing much, that's for sure. Netflix is pretty dull. They did have a documentary that I watched maybe 2 months ago, I want to say, or no, it was during the summer. So it's been a while ago, and it was about psychedelics. So mushrooms and MDMA and, yeah, those kinds of things interest me. But most of the time on Netflix, it's like, yeah, boring. No thanks.
Hmm.
I like the documentaries, though, so that's why I'll go on Rumble or YouTube or any of those channels that free internet channels that have a lot of documentaries, and that's typically what I'll watch. Okay, yep. So do you guys plan on sticking around home for Christmas? Or are you planning to go see kids or parents or anything like that? Or are you guys going to stick around?
Well, my kids live about a mile and a half away, and my parents live on the other side of town.
Oh. Well, that's good. So you don't have to go
anywhere. And we don't have a place to go to for Christmas necessarily, so I don't know. Sounds like we're staying in town, but it's not like we can't go somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious. We're not going anywhere. We're sticking around this year. My younger son is going to be around, so we're going to hang out with him. But my stepson is he and his wife are taking their kids on a two-week cruise. Well, it's 10 days. And so they're driving through on this Friday. So we're going to see them here in my St. George area and see them for Christmas, and they're going to be gone all through Christmas time, all their whole break. And my older son and his wife and kids live in Colorado, and there's just no way we're going to drive through the snowy I-70 pass. No thanks. I don't want to drive through the mountain pass, past Aspen and Vail and stuff, so... And they don't want to do it either. So they're staying home, and we're staying home. So we just are going to FaceTime. There's a convenience I do like, video chat with my grandkids and my kids.
Yeah, I don't have any of those grandkids yet.
Oh, well, it's pretty awesome. My stepson's oldest, so my oldest through marriage, he's 13, and then the youngest is 4. So I've got them from 13 to 4, and they're all boys, and it's pretty fun. I definitely enjoy being grandma. I don't get to see them very often, of course, because we all live far enough away, but they are awesome. So I'm going to take a little break, if that's okay.
Well, why can't we both take a break?
Sounds good. Let's both take a break, shall we?
We're anti-chippers. We can do whatever we want, right?
That's right. That's right. Don't forget it.
Okay.
We do this thing called what we want. Okay, well, I'm going to take a short break, and it sounds like you will as well.
All right, we'll be back.
Okay. Ooh.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps. That do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Here I am back in January of last year. I just couldn't keep the weight off no matter how many different exercise programs I tried. Now I'm down to my ideal weight, and it's never been easier. All I had to do was vote blue, no matter who. Every time I went to the grocery store, I was just so many different options to choose from. But now I'm lucky if I can even fill my basket up. I used to be really unhealthy, never got that much exercise. But now that I can't afford to put gas in my car, I have to walk to work. And as an added bonus, I don't have to worry about being carjacked anymore. So you can ditch Tyvo and start saying Ty Joe.
Come on, man.
Hey, Amanda, did you make it back?
I'm back.
Okay, I just was going to play something if you weren't here, that's all.
Oh, you can play it. I would love to listen.
Well, we haven't done Broccoli Man yet for this week.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Okay. All right, let me send you the episode if I didn't do that yet.
Haven't seen it yet, so yes, please do.
Okay.
There it is.
All right, so this one is Broccoli Man Tries to Feed the Homeless.
All right.
So if you're ready, I'll go ahead and press the magic button here.
Yes, I am ready.
All right. All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. We heard you were trying to feed the homeless for Christmas this year. You are hereby forbidden to use any non-GMO or organic foodstuffs to feed those something duckers. We must now pour bleach on all of that inedible trafe. The only thing you should be feeding them is Psylink isn't extra GMO coal. Or you can feed them bugs. Either way, green dude, you are breaking the law.
Don't worry, I won't be doing that.
If it helps, I will write you a new jingle for your inferior garden.
No, thank you.
This one is for free. Pull your pants down under the sheet. It's now time to eat your beets. Or how about this one? I cuss you cuss, we'll cuss for asparagus.
I don't need any of your help. Okay. It was nice seeing you again. Now it is time for me to get back to work.
Not so fast, little busy. I said we are going to pour bleach all over your crops because they are not GMO. Now you must disrobe this instant. We need to check your kumquats for any radicchio or endives inside your anal cavity or your junk.
Why would I have to hide vegetables in my junk?
You tell me, green dude. You are already smuggling plums. So right now I need said dungarees right here in front of me. Then I need your blouse and undergarments flat on the ground right next to them. We will teach you how to stand up for organic foods to feed the homeless.
We are all tired of you trying to set me up. Get behind thee, Satan.
Come on, green dude. It's not so bad. We can do this the easy way and let me go through all your nook and crannies on your person. Or we can do this the hard way and I can bring you to Geolobalist Lair and disappear you until you agree to receive your freedom microchip. So let me now create the mood, sir. I will sing to you a classic love song from many years ago, sir. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I really mean to learn. Cause we are living in a world of fools, breaking us down, when they all should let us be. We belong to you and me.
Sounds like I will hire extra security so I can get these homeless people a good meal.
Don't worry, green dude. We will hire more black bouncers and bring in Antifa. Even though Antifa does not exist.
Look. I will not comply. You can even go to idonotcomply.org and see how little I am going to ever comply with you.
Ha ha, green dude. You are being cute, sir. You think you have a choice in the matter. Now you are hereby officially ordered to listen to me. On the count of three, we will disrobe and place said articles of clothing right in front of my person. Then you will straighten out your monkey so I can have a look-see at some kumquats. For all we know, you might be hiding a Colt 45, a pipe bomb, or an organic watermelon inside your junk.
You have to be kidding. Why do you think I am interested?
I'm not kidding, sir. You will be interested because you have no choice. I own you by a snitch.
Why are you so interested in ruining my non-GMO garden?
Sir, we are going to shut down all gardens upon this something ducker. It will be legal for you to grow any of your own disgusting food, says. Any place in the world. You will only eat what Bill Gates grows on his farmland. You will need a microchip and a green pass on your phone in order for you to receive your weekly rations. If we cut off the world's food supply, then you will have zero choice but to listen to us. Or else you dolts and fuss budgets will be starving in your pods.
You will not be successful. No one will take your microchips.
We need to remove all plants and trees for this earth. They produce too much carbon.
You dud. Plants eat carbon and in turn give us air. If we plant more trees, the air quality will be much better.
Those are the wrong choices of words, sir. We need to condemn and remove all plants and trees so we can have more control over who breathes what kind of air. By the way, you need to put that bloody scam right on its face. You need to remain healthy by breathing in your own carbon.
But you just said breathing in carbon is bad.
It's good for you to breathe it in. We need to remove you 99% plus bags so we can be globally dominant, sir.
Do not let the New World Order take the whole world over. Get educated. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and shares all the news that the fake news would never ever dare to touch. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live for the Proof Negative radio show on Freedomizer Radio.
We want none of that, sir. We want you eating your Psylinkies, getting your gene therapies, and continuing to vote Democrat so we can take over the entire planet. Then we can either sell you a Lysnicker suicide pod, or we will take it to your local FEMA camp. That does not exist.
All right, so that was this week's episode. Hope it was okay.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, actually. I laughed a couple times.
Oh, did you?
Good references, yeah.
Oh, what caught your attention this time?
Oh, let's see. It was a reference of, well, the first is like, eat your beets or something. Something about the beets. And it was just funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
All right. Well, occasionally there's something good in those episodes.
Oh, always. There's always something good in your episodes.
All right. I got something else to show you today here. Let me see if it's operating. All right. I got to refresh my screen. So you'll appreciate this one here. I grabbed this off of the Hodge Twins today. So,
good.
You have TikTokers that are giving diet advice, and I think you'll appreciate this. I'm going to go ahead and get it started.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Damn good show.
We got some new type of nutritionists out there. They're called woke nutritionists. And for some reason, all of them are overweight.
Yeah.
How you
being
a
nutritionist? You should be fit.
Yeah.
You know?
You're a nutritionist, and you out here walk around looking like Charles Barkley.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's like a doctor walking in, right, with your medical results, and he's in there smoking.
That shit don't make no sense. Check out the video.
Donuts? Those are so bad for you.
Oh, no. Are they moldy? Are they poisoned? Are you allergic?
No, I'm just saying.
Mm. You're judging my food choices based on a false standard of health again, aren't you? Guilty.
Diet culture, fat phobia, and systems of oppression have created false hierarchies of food, and it shows up everywhere.
For instance, harmful thought patterns like earning food through exercising, or that dessert is the reward for the punishment of eating vegetables.
Remember that you do not need to earn food.
We are all incorrectly taught from a young age that our size, and therefore the foods that we eat, are markers of our self-worth.
Wow.
Moralizing food can lead to harmful relationships with food and disordered eating.
Instead of focusing on good and bad choices, try to approach food with neutrality in mind.
The only foods that are bad for you are foods that contain allergens, poisons, and contaminants. Or food that is spoiled or is otherwise inedible.
Eat without guilt, regardless of what society says.
Okay. Y'all conflating a lot of issues. Y'all conflating everything. Like, you said, okay, y'all start off with donuts are bad for you. Donuts are not bad. So y'all make up an argument to tear it down. Donuts are not actually bad for you. One donut's not bad for you. Two donuts. 150 donuts in one sitting, yeah, that's horrible for you.
Right, right, right.
You can eat a donut. I do it all the time.
Yeah, and self-worth is not based on what you eat.
She said, what the hell did she say? She said your self-worth is based on your size. Nobody's making that analogy or making that comparison or anything. Your self-worth is what you can...
It's how you see yourself far as
your self-worth is how valuable you are to society. Now, as far as what's going on the inside, that's all up to you. That has nothing to do with your self-worth. You can be valuable to society, but you could be dead and just filled with disease on the inside. You're conflating those two issues. you see what I'm saying? They're trying to correlate self-worth with being skinny.
I get it.
But they're totally conflated.
Yeah, these are like, okay, these fat people is trying to change the rules.
Yeah.
Trying to change, they're moving the goalposts, right? They're moving the goalposts while the damn ball's in the air to make themselves feel better.
Yeah.
Look, this is, as a nutritionist, I ain't even got to go out and get a certificate for this shit. Look, as a nutritionist, this is what I tell everybody.
Yeah.
Don't live to eat.
Yeah.
Eat to live.
Yeah.
Same words, but jumbled around in a different order. Too many people out here just living to eat.
Right.
When you're supposed to eat to live. Food is nothing but fuel for your body.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Like, if you go, like you can go to the grocery store and get a, what's that, a gallon of Crisco. Eat that shit. Morning, breakfast, dinner. It's just energy. But is it... The energy source is horrible for your body.
A bucket of Crisco?
What I'm trying to say is, you are what you eat. You can't just say eat without... What did she say? Eat without... Without guilt. So you can just go to the grocery store, eat donuts and a bucket of Crisco. You can't. You can't do that. What dictates if I can eat dessert or not is how active I am. And my caloric intake for the day.
Yeah, because I don't want to get big. I don't want to get swolled up and my head just, my neck gone and it just look like a head sitting on my shoulder. I don't want to look like that. So I exercise. I watch how many calories I take in. You just got to watch how many calories you take in, too.
And you got to be active. Punish yourself through exercise.
To be able to eat something, and then you have to force yourself to eat vegetables so you can have dessert. Nobody thinks that way.
Yeah, and then you're saying, like, the only food that's bad, unhealthy for you is foods with allergens, that's spoiled.
Yeah.
You crazy as hell. Sit down and eat 100 donuts every day for, like, 3 months. I bet you go, the big old donuts I had, eat 100 donuts for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I guarantee you, you're going to die.
Yeah, you're overweight is because you're not active and you're taking in too many calories. You had a caloric surplus at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You don't even know how many calories your body... I'm pretty sure you ladies don't even know how many calories you need a day just to sustain your weight.
Yeah.
Y'all just eating. And you're eating until you're satisfied. You can't eat that way. You got to eat to well...
Most people... Big people, I've noticed they eat to their stuff. They just sitting there like can't even breathe. Oh, man, that was good. Man,
I eat to where I'm full and I'm no longer hungry.
Yeah.
Y'all be gorging yourself.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, man, I got one more bite left. I ain't going to let this food go to waste.
Yeah, I mean, this whole video is just, it was sad, man. It's misinformation. Y'all, being overweight is, for most people, it's not healthy.
I've seen some big people.
Yeah, they live long lives, but a majority of big people can't live that long.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a statistical fact. I have friends that are big and they're healthy. You know?
Yeah, you don't see too many 75-year-old dudes walk around big as hell.
Yeah, 400 pounds.
Usually around 50, something just says, you know what, I'm tired of this. Your heart just says, you know what, you've been doing this shit for a while now. I'm just going to go ahead and check out.
I mean, for you ladies to be nutritionists, oh, man.
I like your accent, though. It makes you sound smart, but you dumb as shit. Hear that damn smart-ass accent she got? Neutrality.
But you would
sound like a black woman trying to sound white. I think that's African, though.
Yeah, she's African.
Yeah.
I don't know. She might be
African. Have y'all noticed how black people, whenever they do something, they got to put black in? I'm a black nutritionist. I'm a black comedian.
Yeah, what?
I'm a black actor. Man, you just an actor. You just a nutritionist.
Yeah. Said food has been used to oppress people.
They say that?
They say that shit.
Yeah. That's a black nutrition saying that shit. Ain't no
everything
whiteness.
Is not oppression and white supremacy. Because you're... Man,
give
black
up.
People,
just
man.
Just give it up.
Black people.
Just give up.
Y'all
give up. Just let them go. Just let them die. Let them go.
Y'all live in the freest country. Well, we're not really free, really, but y'all in one of the freest countries.
You're in one
globe.
Of the greatest countries in the world.
The greatest countries on the globe. And y'all use this to justify your bad eating habits. Justify you being overweight. Nothing can justify that. If you want to live a long, healthy life, what?
Keep talking. Go ahead.
If you want to live a long, successful, and healthy life, you got to change.
Spit the shit out.
You got to change your food choices. You got to start to be more active. Being big and heavy and eating whatever you want is not the way to be healthy.
They'd be saying they're guilty. You shouldn't be guilty. You know why you're guilty when you eat something? You know why you're guilty when you're eating that chocolate cake? Because you just ate a large pizza. And that morning, you had a damn couple grand slams from Denny's.
A couple grand slams?
And then for lunch, your ass... went to damn McDonald's, got a damn 10-piece chicken McNuggets, couple damn Big Macs, two large fries, and then you washed it down with a damn Coke. Not even a Diet Coke. That's nothing but liquid sugar. That's throwing another 300 calories in you for no damn reason.
Yeah, you saying eat without guilt. You can't eat a bucket of fried chicken and three buttermilk biscuits with some honey on there.
For breakfast, lunch,
and
dinner.
A couple chocolate pies and not feel guilty. That's your body telling you, man, you crazy. You crazy as hell. You just consumed 4,000 calories at one sitting. You can't. Why? That's reckless for you to say eat without guilt.
Yeah. Yes, your guilt is because you got a brain, right? That's your. See, our brains, those amazing computers. They're amazing. And they know that brain telling you, you fat bitch, you shouldn't have ate all this. You know you wrong for this. You fat motherfucker. Keep doing it. Mama already told you last week you're gaining all this weight. You out here.
I mean, the mirror, you got eyes.
Those are signals.
I don't want no black nutritionists. I want one of them white nutritionists. That's what I want. If I go to a nutritionist, I come in and I see a 400-pound black woman, I'm walking the hell out of that.
I want me an Asian, too.
I want me an Asian nutritionist.
I want me an Asian nutritionist.
They got brains.
I don't want no damn black nutritionist.
No, man.
Hell, they got a black judge on the Supreme Court. She don't even know what the hell a damn woman is. It was a damn good show. More damn good shows. Click one of these two videos right here. We got some comedy shows coming. We're coming to Corpus Christi, Texas.
Got two shows there.
A Friday show and a Saturday show.
Coming to Manchester, Connecticut.
Go to hogswinstour.com for tickets.
Y'all let us know in the comments. Is that a red flag saying a black overweight nutritionist?
Was she a nutrition, a big one, a big black girl?
Oh,
all them big ass women, all of them was over 300 pounds. Man, I think one of them was pushing 4. Yeah, one of them pushing 4. The other one's around 2. She was so big, she didn't even want to. 280. Yeah, she was so big, she didn't even want to stand up and show you all of her. She just face and titties. You just see damn face and damn them big ass shoulders. Them damn two big black milk cartons on her chest.
All right, sounds like they're done.
That was pretty funny. I laughed quite a bit through that. Got to add laugh to everything. I'm a black nutritionist. It was pretty funny.
Well, if the person was gay, they would tell you that they're a gay nutritionist.
That's right. Absolutely. Got to stand out. Got to be special. And that just gives you more authority, I guess, or more respect so that they can spew their drivel about nutrition, obviously, the type of nutrition that comes from a government source. It's pretty funny.
But you know what's sad is that the average person just doesn't know a thing about nutrition.
Mm-hmm. It is sad. You're right.
And then if you're working in a building, I just can't believe how much money people spend in a day on food.
Oh, on food.
Like
yeah.
they'll stop at Carl's Jr. and get a biscuit and hash browns, and then at lunch they'll go get their McGMO, and then they'll stop on the way home at GMO King and get their kids a sad meal.
Yeah. Because they've been working so hard all day, they just don't have any time at all to chop some vegetables and cook it at home because they've got stuff on Netflix to watch. Yes, yes, yes.
And
that's so
and they're
true.
Spending like they're spending like $40-$45 a day in food.
Mm-hmm.
I used to give myself an allowance of $15 a week.
Oh, wow, that's pretty low. Well, God, people will spend that in one meal.
I'll use coupons, so I can either go one place and I'll have spent like $10 or $12 like at Jason's Deli, or mm-hmm. I would, if I had a buy one, get one free coupon, then I could have one meal now, and then I can use another meal later on in a day or two after it's in my fridge.
So you're very strategic. You did it with thoughtfulness.
Yeah.
Instead of just whatever sounds good, let's run and grab something. Yeah. I hear you. I don't do that. I just, even when I was working at the school, I would wait till I was home and eat at home or else I brought something with me always. I am just not one to eat out because it is, well, it's outrageously expensive, as you're pointing out, but it's definitely GMO, like you were saying. You can't really expect anything less from these places, especially fast food. They have to just give you the most, scrape the barrel of the quality and put a lot of salt
and sugar.
Well,
I know you don't do eggs, but if you get an egg and cheese burrito, chances are it's hard to really mess that up as far as
mm-hmm.
like GMO stuff is concerned. It's low on the
right. –
I'm not saying it's organic. I'm just saying you can get a lot worse.
Right. Yeah, GMO is typically saved for whatever – well, of course, the animals are fed the GMO. So the cheese, of course, is going to contain that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's and the eggs, they'll have whatever GMO thing that the animal was fed. But thankfully, wheat is not GMO. It's hybridized, but it's not GMO, and it's highly pesticide sprayed. But, yeah, you're right. You could do worse. I can think of about 100 places right now off the top of my head that are pretty scary. I wouldn't eat there if I was starving.
Yeah, I can name a bunch of them in my head that I have not eaten at in at least 10 years, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I went to a McGMO was, I want to say, 2004 or 5.
Oh.
And we were in California. I was on vacation with my wife and kids. And we went to a McGMO, and the cashier didn't speak English. He had to get a manager to take our order because he didn't speak English.
Oh. Okay. Wow.
I'm just trying to understand how he had a job as a cashier.
Exactly. Supposed to be taking orders and can't understand you.
Like they just didn't expect that someone would be speaking English today when they came in to buy a sad meal.
Right. I think it's probably been at least that long since I've been to a McGMO, as you call it. Probably been about that long, and I think the last thing I ate there was a salad, because that's all we had choice of at the time, and that's what I picked was a salad.
I don't know if you remember this. Well, you won't remember me working there. That was one of my first jobs. I worked at a McGMO.
Oh.
But back in the late 80s, they used to have really good salads, believe it or not.
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember eating pretty much ever. I think I got the fries when I would go to McDonald's in the 80s. That's all I remember.
Hmm.
I mean, McGMO.
Well, it wasn't that bad back then. It's in the 90s where all that changed.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to have salads. I used to get down on their chef's salads quite often.
Oh. I think now that you say that, I do remember them offering it. Don't think I ever had one. We just didn't eat out when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was a rare occasion. I just didn't. And I didn't work at a fast food place ever, so I certainly would have eaten stuff there if I had worked there, but yeah, not the healthiest place in the world to eat or to work, but it is definitely worse now than it was in the 80s, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah, I can't think of the last time I ate at a fast food establishment of any kind. It's been so many years ago. I mean, we'll go to a place called Zao, if you've ever heard of that, and they have organic options, and so does Chipotle, and you can do rice and beans. That's a staple for me, and you can get organic options at those two places. So that's what I'll do. If we're going somewhere that's faster than a sit-down restaurant, that's where we'll choose.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been to a Chipotle.
Yeah, they have just the most basic stuff, rice and beans, and I know I'm pretty safe to eat that when I'm out. I don't have too many troubles finding an option like that. So you don't have to put the cheese and the sour cream and the, you know, I can just put the lettuce on it and the guacamole. It's pretty filling.
Del Taco has an avocado bowl that my kids like.
Oh. I don't think I've ever eaten there. Is it similar to like a Taco Bell or a, I don't know.
It's
like Taco Bell
over that, but yeah.
Okay.
Del Taco is somewhere in between GMO Bell and Chipotle. As far as quality goes.
Got it. Yeah, I can't even think of ever going there. I remember them. I remember them being on the scene. But I think as a kid, we went to Taco Time a lot. And I would get the bean burrito as a kid. Yep,
I think there's a Taco Time in town.
Oh. Yeah, that's all I remember as far as fast food, that was when my parents got divorced, my dad would take me there. He must have really liked it. So I remember going there, and I think we went to an Arctic Circle on occasion, but I've just never really liked hamburgers. So I ended up eating the French fries pretty much everywhere I went as a kid.
Mm. They do, well, I know you don't do fish anymore, but they do have a good halibut sandwich.
Oh. Yeah, I don't even remember any of that. We ate at home all the time. It was definitely got old, but... And then as I got older, I was not allowed to have a job in my high school years. I had to take care of my sister's kids, so I just didn't eat. I ate carrots and drank coffee, and that was it all throughout the day. Not a health. I'm not saying it was a health practice whatsoever, but I just didn't have money for anything, so I would just have to wait until I got home, and it just became a habit, and I'm still like that today where I just don't get hungry, and I don't eat, and then I won't go and buy stuff, or else I'll go to the store and buy something at the grocery store and eat that raw, like some fruit or vegetables. But, yeah, I just became kind of my eating habit. So when people started doing the intermittent fasting, I was like, oh, that's been my life story. I've always done that, just naturally.
No, I do intermittent fasting a few times a year.
Yeah.
Well, I go through my 16-hour blocks without eating, but I'm just saying I might go 3 or 4 days a few times a year.
Oh, so a serious fast then.
Yeah.
You go through fast. Wow, that's good. Very cleansing for your system. Nice.
Yeah, I could do 4 days without really stressing over it.
And you drink water and stuff, but not eating?
Yeah.
Very nice.
I don't know if this counts or not, but I'll still take my vitamins.
Oh, no, I would say that's a pretty good fast. I mean, vitamins are not necessarily calories. Your body doesn't have to break all the fibers down in vitamins. Unless you're taking a whole food vitamin that contains a lot of fiber, but yeah, mostly what you're doing is omitting the fiber.
Yeah, but if you're doing a fast of longer than a day, you don't want the fiber because you don't want your body to have to break anything down.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was meaning. You're still getting some vitamins from the supplements, but your body doesn't have to break down the fiber. Yeah. I can see the wisdom in that. I'm a fan of that kind of stuff. I had a friend who went to a clinic in California and did a 30-day water fast. And she just felt so great when she got home. She had to be very careful to reintroduce food. She was still in the clinic at the time, but felt really good. Like she had just reset her whole digestion and felt like a new woman.
Yeah, I think about doing stuff like that, but I think my record is 5.5 days.
Oh, that's really good, actually. Really good.
So that, and it wasn't even an attempt to like go to 30. I just told myself I'm gonna fast until I feel like eating, and it took me that long.
Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's a great break for your body for sure. The most I've done is 3 days, and of course that was water. I wasn't taking supplements. And then I've done plenty of juice fasts where it's not smoothies but juices, specific types of juices, and that's always a nice reset as well. But just water for 5.5 days. What's that?
I said I'm probably due for another fast here soon, probably in January.
Mm-hmm. Ah, great way to start off your new year. I like it. Does some great things to get those stem cells activated when you're fasting.
So the only thing other than water and vitamins is I might have some white tea with no No flavoring of any kind, just plain white tea.
Mm, very nice. Yeah, I like that. White tea is one of my favorites. So gentle.
Well, the darker the leaves, the more fluoride is in them.
Yes, yes, that's absolutely true. I'm so glad to hear you say that. Absolutely. That's why I don't drink black tea. Don't need. I mean, yes, it's the naturally occurring fluoride, but we don't need excessive fluoride in our diet. We get plenty of it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I never drink it, but I do avoid it quite often.
Yeah.
And then the green,
I used
it has
to drink
to, if I'm doing green, it has to have a certain flavor to it or else I'm not interested.
Mm.
Like I have a soursop green tea that I like to drink sometimes.
Oh. Is it
have you ever had a soursop?
No, haven't.
Have you heard of it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you bet.
Okay.
But I've never heard of it being in a green tea before. That's fascinating.
Yeah, it's not sour.
Okay. I was wondering if it's a bitter, if they're making it into a green tea drink, I was wondering if it's considered a bitter, but I guess it's not.
No. The
we drink yerba mate.
The most bitter fruit I think I've ever had was a bergamot.
Oh, and that was pretty bitter, huh?
Are you familiar with bergamots?
Yeah, you bet. I actually was growing some and it never produced any fruit, unfortunately, but I was growing it at one time and no fruit, nothing produced
on
the plant.
That is some bitterness.
Is it?
Yeah.
It smells lovely, that's for sure, but I've never tasted it.
It's not even fresh. More bitter than a cranberry.
Oh, wow. That is bitter. Dang. And I like cranberries. I will eat them. I'm not talking dehydrated out of a bag. I'm talking fresh, organic, not the dehydrated ones, because they always have either sugar or oil or both added to them. So, yeah.
Well, that would be hard to eat if it was dehydrated and bitter like that. Yeah, it would just be terrible.
Yeah. I definitely like them whole. And I make a lovely cranberry sauce. I made it for Thanksgiving where it's just blueberries and cranberries. And that's it.
Okay.
You can add a sweetener if you like maple syrup or honey or whatever. But the blueberries, they were sweet enough to where it was so good. I just ate it plain with a spoon.
Well, sometimes your body craves that tartness, though.
Right. Absolutely. And I definitely have a craving for the bitter flavor on the scale of the different food flavors. That sour, I do crave it often. The bitters and the sours. And the umami, like that mushroom flavor or apple cider vinegar, those kinds of things. I do like that.
Oh, I don't ever crave apple cider vinegar.
Oh, I love it. It's got its own special flavor profile. It's a lot of those. And I could, if you make it like you dilute it and you make it like a lemonade, it's actually really refreshing in the summer, I think.
See, I have my own spicy lemonades that I make.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, lemon, mint, fresh honey, and let's see, what do I put in there? Oh, and cayenne pepper.
Yep. I was waiting for you to say cayenne. I knew it. Yes, cayenne just goes so well with a lemonade. It just brings a depth to that flavor, the lemon flavor.
And it's not even that hot.
Yeah, not in a drink like that. I agree. Yeah, that's fresh mint. And I will actually put other herbs in it as well, like sage and rosemary. Fresh fresh herbs in a lemonade in the summer. Oh, so good. Okay.
Basil in by itself, but basil mixed with mint is okay. But I won't do like a lemon basil.
Yeah. Oh, basil's so good. I guess it depends on the type of basil. Some of it's really, really strong, but yeah, it's really tasty. Love it.
All
so
right,
for Christmas, do you guys do a dinner together, do you see? Do you think you'd like get together and have the whole Christmas dinner? And
that reminds me. Do we, because I have to ask all of my co-hosts here, do you have an interest in doing a show the week between Christmas and New Year?
Oh, I sure could. If you are.
Okay.
What's on your agenda? I'll ask you.
Nothing.
Okay.
But I know that if I don't have, if you're busy, I'm not going to come hang out for 3 hours on my own. So if you're busy,
right.
then I'll just scratch it off.
I don't think we have any plans that night, not that I'm aware of. My husband will be working. He only gets the 22nd or the 26th off. So he's going to be working the 23rd and takes the back up on the 27th. So he will be working that day. I don't think we'll be going anywhere. I mean, and next week I'm going to that concert on Wednesday, the 21st.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think I'll be around on the 28th. So.
Okay.
Yeah. It's up to you, unless you guys end up having some plans. Maybe you'll end up having plans.
Oh, I doubt it.
Oh.
Because I work my day job that week also.
Oh, okay. And your wife will have that whole week off, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has next That's week good. And the week after.
Hmm. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. When I worked at the school where I was, we ended up having a whole month off because it was, as a private school, we were supposed to go back that the week after New Year's Day, and all my coworkers were sick. I was the only one who was healthy. So I showed up at the school just to make sure if there were any parents who didn't get the notification that there were not enough teachers to teach that week. So I ended up having a full month off. And as much as I enjoyed having a month off, I also didn't get paid for it.
You couldn't just go to work anyway, huh?
Right. I mean, there was no, I showed up, I did some stuff in the classroom, but that was all off the clock. And I was there at the usual time that kids started to get dropped off just in case. But nobody showed up, so I just worked in the classroom, made copies, and planned for the next week when everybody was back on schedule. But, yeah, they definitely, in fact, come to think of it, tomorrow's their last day for the for the year. Anyway, so it was a time off. So they don't go to school on Fridays at this private school.
Okay.
It was Monday through Thursday. Yep.
All right.
And they usually give pretty good breaks for all the holidays. So on Thanksgiving, they just have that whole week Thanksgiving off. So it's not like they went to school Wednesday. They were off that whole week. And, yep. So I know they're having their Christmas program tonight, and then they're off next week.
Yeah, well, when I become self-employed again, then I can ponder those decisions.
And you have a plan in mind so that you can become self-employed? Do you have something that you're, like, goals or something you're working on to get yourself to that point?
Well, I was at it for a while, so I know what I have to do to get there. I just have not been successful.
Hmm. But you still work at it, because that's the goal. Nice. I understand that. You work toward it, and you have to expect a specific or a certain amount of income so you can not have to have that day job. I get it. I understand that feeling.
Well, I'm just happy, though, that at least social media pays you for content creating now.
Yeah. And it seems like that's what it's legal.
Yeah.
And it's doing well, it looks like. So.
If I was able to make a few thousand a month, then I can make some changes in my life, but we're not there yet.
Right. Well, there is hope that that will come to pass. I hope for you that that's the case, because as much as it's needful to do a daytime job, it's not always conducive to being self-employed, because it definitely makes your energy scattered. You can't really focus on your whatever business or entrepreneurship type of project you've got. You end up having to focus on that day job.
Yeah, especially one that you have like 0% interest in.
Yeah, 100%. 100% zero. Yeah.
I would feel bad if I like had an interest in it, but my interest level is just like an introductory credit card. It's 0% interest for the next 60 months.
The things we do for a paycheck.
Yeah, I was watching this video earlier today, and I still have it up. So I should send you this link and let me know if you figure it out, because I have not completed this today.
Okay.
And I'll send you the link, but I didn't do anything with it, or at least enough.
Okay. Cool.
But you can make up to $500 a day posting motivational videos on YouTube.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Motivational. Dang. You would be really good at that.
Oh, well, not me.
Not you? Oh.
You might be more fun than me.
Oh, I don't think so.
I'm willing to try it.
I'm just reading through the comments. A lot of good comments on it.
Well, even if you just got $100 a day, that would be okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's a tutorial, only 13 minutes for a full tutorial. So in order to learn more, you have to subscribe to this.
Yeah, I've been following her for a while, so she puts out a lot of decent stuff.
Cool. There she is on Instagram. Well, that should be interesting. Are you thinking about it, Ben?
Oh, I'm always interested in things like that. I followed her when I started doing my Facebook Reels so that I can get set up properly.
Mm, very nice. So it sounds like it's low risk for this educational platform. It's low risk, which is nice. When it's low risk like that, you can not like you're going to be out a bunch to follow the guidelines, so that's interesting. Make $4,500 a month passive income by selling books online, huh?
Yeah, I see those. Almost every day she puts stuff out.
That is so interesting. That's
so
definitely...
So if you see a good one, let me know. And if I see a good one, I'll share with you. We'll work on it together.
Good. There you go. I like it.
This way I don't have to have a job where my cat eats my headphones once a month.
That's funny to think about. It's only the cat in my room. She's going to eat my headphones again. Oh, man. They're smart. Cats are smart, but they're also a little jerk sometimes. Just saying. Just speaking from experience. Smart little stinkers. Yeah, I'm going to check this out. This is really fascinating to me. Make $4,500 a month passive income by selling books online. I'm very interested in that idea.
Well, and who knows? Stuff like this might be able to afford you a bigger office.
Very true. Very true. Well, currently, I mean, you were at my office in September. So currently I'm working on getting ready to launch a product. My son and I are working on a product launch that we hope to do within the first 2 weeks of January. We're working on, it's also an educational platform, so you can do self-education, educational series, modules that are in a series. I can spit those words out. And something you can subscribe to get the education, and then also you can sign up to have monthly product sent to you, which is, it's definitely a proprietary herbal blends / different health-related products, and it changes every month. So we've been working on it pretty hard for the last 6 months. We'll see if we can get all the final little details figured out, and we hope to launch that second week of January.
Okay.
But something like this, that if there was a passive income, I mean, that definitely would turn around and fund my business with all the products that we're doing.
Well, if you figure out how to copy and paste motivational videos, and if that pays you, that's something.
Yeah, that's true.
If you had 10 different things that paid you $500 a month,
mm-hmm.
they don't have to be big. You just have to have enough of them.
Right, that's true. And you don't have to have that daytime job. This would be your daytime job. Would be interesting for sure.
Well, I don't know if I told you. I think I told you, but my eventual goal is to work barefoot is legal like 7 to 3, and then my radio show be 3 to 6, and then I'm done at 6 o'clock.
Oh, that's a great goal. I like that. Nice schedule.
I don't want to work a day job 6:30 to 3:30 and then make dinner, and then I'm on the radio, and then at 9 o'clock then I can enjoy whatever. I don't want to keep doing this.
Yeah, I understand that. It sounds like that would be a very nice schedule. I like that idea. And you can have more time for yourself and your wife, and your evenings are open to do whatever you want.
Yeah, so I could do a speaking engagement or just live a life.
Yeah, exactly. Live a life. Do you see your kids very often? Are they pretty busy, or do you get to see them very often?
They don't come by too often.
Ah. Yeah, I was just thinking, then you could spend more time with the kids, but I know when they get older, they just don't have time for that. They're busy with their own lives and their friends and whatever.
Yeah, and I'm just dumb, stupid dad that doesn't know anything. Because when you're younger, you know it all.
Of course. Yep. Yes, I'll tell you, though, you do, if you keep plugging along, you may see them come around and say, boy, you actually did know what you were talking about. I can say that comfortably now about my older son. I didn't raise my stepson, but my older son, he's 31, and we laugh now about stuff that when he was a kid just seemed like so hard for him to understand as a child. You just don't get it. And now that he's a parent, he's like, oh, I totally understand why you and Dad were like the way you were. Like, yes, thank you. Glad you understand that now.
So what we were talking previously about the Upside app, which is where get discounts on gas and certain restaurants and grocery stores, and I just sent you how to get it.
Oh, thanks. I had forgotten about that.
I meant to fill that out today for the affiliate link because I want to create two different ones. One is for Proof, and then one is for Barefoot is Legal. So I want to see if I can create two different links, and I have to make an affiliate. But I could use that as a friend and use that as the referral.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I'm looking it up now. Yeah, I forgot all about that, so thank you for sending that out.
Yeah, so we went to a place last week, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, where I think we got like 70 cents off a gallon.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's great. Holy cow.
Yeah, so for 15 gallons, you get like $10.50 back.
Dang.
So it does work.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now to see if I can... Is it downloading? Oh, there it is. Cool, this will be interesting.
I know there's gas stations there. I look.
Sweet. There we go. Continue. Sign up with email. I think I will just sign up with my email. Thank you.
Yeah, we could take a second because once I get the promo codes correct, then I'll create a commercial and try and get everybody on board. And the good thing
is,
as a host, say you wanted your own show, once you have your own account, you can make your own commercials.
Hmm. I like that. All right, I'm creating an account. And promo code, there it is.
Yeah, I don't remember the code. It's like H5Q something, I think.
Yeah, pretty close. And there we go. Okay. We just need a few more permissions. And order to get alerted. Let's see, never leave money behind.
Yeah,
okay.
So how it works is if you know you're going out for gas, you could press the claim button, and then you got 4 hours to go claim it. And then once you get your gas, then you go back in, and you either upload a receipt, or some cases you can just check in, and then you don't need a receipt. It just depends on what the place does.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I'm looking at this. How interesting.
So is there any place near you that actually you might go to?
Well, as far as gas, no. Not right now. But I'm looking... There's a Texaco. So I'm actually getting gas cheaper just up the street from me. It's $3.69 right now.
What is the Texaco price?
$3.72. So 3 cents.
With the discount? Oh, wow. Okay.
But that's good to know because sometimes you just have to stop and get somewhere else.
And how much was the other place you said, 364?
So 369. It's just up the street from me, not too far. It's in an industrial park. It's a Sinclair. And it's in the industrial park. And so a lot of the trucks and things that are in that area are there, but it's open to the public. So we'll get a pretty good line of cars because there are only 3 pumps there at this place. And it's definitely kind of a hidden gem. And so, and it does end up being a pretty good price, but you know, they're not always going to need get gas when I am close to home. I might have to do it when I'm out. So this is good to know.
Well, even so, it might be worth it to do it once just to open the account up, and then you could tell other people about it, and then you get discounts.
There you go. That's a good way to look at it. Well, cool. Yeah, I used your promo code. I've got it loaded in, and so I will have to see what comes up, like, tomorrow when I'm out. So I'm going to be at my office all day tomorrow, so this ought to be interesting.
I saw that you have a place out there called Dub's Sandwiches. I know that it probably won't be something you would go to, but that's the only one that I saw that was anywhere close that might be something you would do.
I've never heard of it. So you called it Dub's? Like
D-U-B-S, Dub's, yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never heard of it. Interesting. Hmm. Yeah, I think, well, like I said, I don't eat out a ton, but when I do, there are just a few places we go, and I haven't really ventured out too much. We are going to try a Thai food place this weekend, so we'll see. I have friends coming down, and we have this big event going on, and all kinds of plans got changed, mm-hmm. So we're keeping our dinner plans, but not doing some of the other stuff. But mostly I go to 2 Indian food places, like Turmeric, where you've been with me, and then Red Fort, and my favorite vegan plant-based place, and Zao and Chipotle. That's about it. Doesn't give me a lot of options, but there we go. Mostly we just eat at home.
Well,
I
don't know if any of the Thai places are on there or not. It's always
Thai,
worth looking.
Yeah. So the place we're going to try is called Benja Thai. And I don't see it on the app, but I'll keep my eyes open. It can change. That could possibly change at any time.
Yeah.
I'll keep my eyes open. Yeah. Well, cool. Thanks. I am always down for something good my son lives in town and he would use this app for gas because he's not going to drive all the way out here to where I am. So he'd probably download it as well.
And see, when you give the app to somebody else, then you get extras for that. So you might have somebody signing up under you already.
Yeah. I'm sure he would do it. And he eats out he eats out too much, that child. I guess he's not a child, but he eats out too much. And he needs to back off of that, but yeah, I bet he would use some
food. Does he live in St. George?
Yes. Yeah, he's right in the middle of town. Well, I shouldn't say middle, but yeah, he's in town.
Okay.
Well, he goes to the college there, so he's really not too far from the college campus, which is good for him. He has one of those, what do you call it, Segway. He has a Segway, and he was using it up until it got too cold. He would just jump on that and ride down several blocks, and he was right to the school. So, and he had his last test today, and he's done for the semester. Doesn't have to worry about it till next semester, but he had the most awful classes. I couldn't do it. So he's done for now.
Yeah, so I guess we'll keep looking for sponsors because that helps the network stay open.
Excellent. I know last week you were having some troubles with your eyes. How did that resolve itself pretty quickly, or?
Yeah, I get that a couple migraine? Times a year. It was okay.
Yeah, you're able to resolve it. Good.
Yeah.
Awesome. And are you still looking for co-hosts?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have someone that's trying out next Monday, but I might need to refill my Tuesdays.
Ah. And you're on air 4 nights, or is it 5 nights?
Four nights a week, right? Monday through Thursday.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's a lot of airtime, so I can see why you want a co-host. I get it. You don't want to be the one trying to just talk to yourself. Make it interesting to, yeah.
Yeah, after 13 years, I just don't have the want, I guess, to talk to myself for 3 hours a night, 4 nights a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you've been at this for so long. It's pretty great.
Yeah, sometimes I just feel like I've said almost everything I've wanted to say.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, I mean, you have a lot of varying interests and a lot of varying talents. So you bring a lot to a show. And I can understand that you run out of things to say, but you're always creating stuff. And I was going to ask you, was that new music that you were playing at the beginning, or is that something I've heard before?
Yeah.
And I just am now.
That was,
that
was brand new, yes. I made that over the weekend.
I wondered. I was going to ask you about it, and I just remembered. But yes,
well,
I feel like
okay?
I hadn't heard that one before. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this was new. You've been busy. See? You've got lots of talents and skills that make the radio show what it is. That's a good thing. So I can see the wisdom in what you're doing. And so when you want to do speaking engagements, is it mainly around Barefoot is Legal, or are there other things that you like to speak on?
Hey, I could talk anything in relation to Freedomizer Radio, but that's one of the things that I could talk about with no warm-up whatsoever.
Mm. Very nice. I know you've got a pretty good... you've had quite a few people that come back as guests. So you've got several, I shouldn't say several, you've got quite a few people who you can just bring back on and who are interested to speak on the same topics. And so do you rotate through those people often? Like you'll say, oh, I haven't heard from so-and-so for 3 months. I should see if they want to come on the show. Or how does that work? Yeah.
Well, I write to them maybe every 4 to 6 weeks and ask what their schedule looks like. And sometimes they get back to me and sometimes they don't.
Okay. And so what are your favorite topics for interviewing people? Is it mostly just about... I guess anything freedom related, and say like politics, what's your favorite topic to have somebody come and speak about on your show?
I don't really have a favorite topic.
Oh. Well, good. Then you're just open to different ideas.
Yeah. I don't want to be just, I don't want to just talk about one thing.
So what are some topics that you're like, yeah, probably not? Like, I don't know, aliens or...
Yeah, I'm not really an alien guy.
Uh-huh. So probably not aliens. I mean,
just
definitely.
Believe that it's very foolish to think there's only one planet out there that there's life on. So I tend to believe that there's life on other planets.
Mm-hmm. So not so much that topic, but you're pretty much open to lots of other ideas.
Yeah, if somebody tries to tell me how great socialism is, I would probably shoot that one down as well.
Well, yes. I guess that's a given. I wasn't even thinking along those lines because that's ridiculous, but yes. Yeah, okay.
Marijuana rights is kind of a weird subject for me because I don't really partake. Mm-hmm. And I understand the want for wanting the freedom, but I don't engage in it at all. So it also doesn't make for that good of radio.
Mm. Understood. All right. Yeah, I was curious because I know a lot of the topics end up being sort of politics related or anything that is where the country is as far as rights and freedoms and that sort of thing. So that's what's interesting to me as well, just how to protect freedoms and the things that we need to be aware of so that we can do what we need to do. You've mentioned many times, like, we have to get to the youth because they're the ones who are falling by the wayside quickly and will not be able to understand what it's like to live in a free country or free-ish country. So, yeah, I mean, I have a lot of friends around here that are very much in the freedom community. You've already interviewed Laura and my friend Lance and my son Lance and so I just know all these other people. They're not necessarily, it's not like getting, what's her name, Kate Daly, which we've tried to get in touch with her, and I haven't heard anything back from her, but just other people who have, they're interested in things, and they're activists in other ways, and so, yeah, I'm just thinking of who else I can call or who else I would find to bring on an interview once in a while.
Hey, in January, I could give you a few phone numbers if you want to get with people after Christmas and see if they're available to join the show.
Oh, okay. That would be cool. Yeah,
it might not just be health and wellness related, but it would be people that we would have on the show.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting to me.
I figure you have the time for it. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, let me know who I can reach out to.
Okay.
I do have people I know. It's just a matter of who we want to bring on. Who is interesting. And you've got sort of a regular listenership. You've got people who listen pretty regularly, but you're always looking to draw new people in, get widen
right.
Your audience, right? Yeah. Okay.
Well, you can never have enough audience.
That's true. I agree with that.
And in my first 5 years of Freedomizer, we were huge. We were much way bigger, and anyone that we have on that is from the old neighborhood will tell you that we used to have a chat room on the website, and we would laugh at each other if we had less than 100 people in our chat rooms.
Holy cow.
Yeah, usually it was like 200 or 300 people per show, but sometimes you might only have like 170, 180. And sometimes you might have 94, and then we laugh at each other.
Wow.
That's how good we had it.
And so what do you think changed?
The hosts have changed. Everybody back then, when we first started Freedomizer, most of the hosts had huge followings, whether 8,000, 12,000, 34,000 people following them. And nobody on YouTube that's a truth host would have that many people now.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And there's really
People leave and then new people come in eventually and they don't know how to promote themselves. So I don't mind, but at some point, people have to pick up what they're doing and try and do something to bring audience in.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so right now it's just a matter of getting – so you would say it's a matter of expanding it through other hosts who can bring in their own audience, and that just would appeal across the board to other hosts as well, right? So you're kind of – promoting each other, cross-promoting each other's shows. And
right.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, well, yeah, if we could fill the airtime, then if there's a show on before me, then people would want to hear what's on after the show they just listened to.
Right. And for Freedomizer, I know that you've told me this before, but refresh me. So, for other shows that people would do, and not necessarily your show, but is there an interest for topics that are more like along the lines of George Norrie type of show?
Yeah, there could be. But at the same time, if you might have a lot of the same topics as I do, but you have a different audience than me.
Right.
Yeah, it's like if you listen to Rush Limbaugh and then Sean Hannity, they probably both talk about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different person you're reaching.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, there are some people that I've talked to. So, for example, you might remember my friend Julian, who we had come on and talk about the LifeWave patches and her business with that. It's a holistic health product. And she even mentioned it to me again, like just a couple of weeks ago, that she still is interested in doing a segment on Freedomizer. So I'm just like, if I can get these people, well, I don't want to say I'm going to get them, but you know, if we were like, yeah, let's do shows, let's put them back to back, or let's cross promote each other and let's bring each other to the, just the cross promoting, I guess, more than anything, then it might be something that they would act on rather than just be, oh, I'll get around to that. I'm going to do it, but not yet. So it pumped them up about it. Say, hey, let's do this cool project together. So that's why I was asking about that.
Well, that's also what Broccoli Man's supposed to do. He promotes Freedomizer.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, at the end of every show, he tells people to go to freedomizerradio.com.
Mm-hmm. And the wiretap says, don't listen to him.
Yeah.
So it promotes him. Don't listen to Freedomizer. Yeah. Well, that's why I'm thinking if I could just maybe talk with my friends again, because Laura was talking about it pretty seriously for a bit. Her son is in her son has been in the hospital lately, so they've been dealing with her son's illness. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. It's not because of any kind of gene therapy or anything, but and she was thinking about it pretty seriously, and then so was Julian, and I'm just thinking, man, maybe I can get them to commit to it and start really helping to promote each other. That would be
right, and
awesome.
Then if we filled the Freedomizer schedule, that might be enough to keep me home and not working someone else's day job if we were able to somehow fill this.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was wondering. And I asked about that George Norrie feel because my friend Lance, who I call the a conspiracy specialist, that would be where he would go. If he were to do a radio segment, his would be more along those lines. So, you know, I didn't want him to feel like, well, I'd come on, but maybe my topics are a little too weird. So.
Well, and also we have airtime. We have a 3-hour block that's open after my show that nobody's taking advantage of.
Oh, the late night shift. Got it. Yeah.
Yeah, we start at 10 a.m. Mountain time, and then we end at 1 a.m. Mountain.
Mm. Good to know.
So 15 hours. We got 5 3-hour blocks of time that we can sell.
And you sell them in 90-minute segments typically?
Or 3 hours, yeah. So I have to buy five 3-hour blocks, and then if you can't do 3 hours, then we split it up into 90-minute segments. So you might have a roommate where one person does 90 minutes, and then you hang up your phone, and then the other person calls in and does their 90 minutes in the segment.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because I think that has been a deterrent for these people, too. They're like, oh, I could probably do 90 minutes, but 3 hours I just don't have the time for. So that's why I was making sure that 90 minutes is still good.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly. Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Oh. Yeah, so certainly these people would be able to bring some really interesting topics and their own, like you said, it might be similar but a different take on it because different hosts, but there's a possibility. I'll start asking again. I'll just do it tomorrow. I'll start asking them, hey, are you still thinking? Because wouldn't it be nice at the beginning of the new year that we just really get together and make this happen? So I might just start asking them more seriously.
Yeah,
again.
This is that time
just like,
of
hey,
year where I don't ask people if they're still interested until January.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree.
But if they're your friends and you talk to them anyway, then I guess that's fair game.
Yeah. I'll be seeing Lance tomorrow. We're having a dinner, just all of us who have space at that. In that practice, we're all getting together for a Christmas dinner, and so Julian will be there, and Lance will be there, so I'll probably just bring it up again and say, hey, you guys still interested? This would be a good time for us to do that. Let's all do it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm just curious how to make that happen, so thank you. That helps a lot. I can't get somebody to commit.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, they sounded interested, but I haven't asked for a while. Forget about it. So we just happened to talk about it, Julian and I, just a couple of weeks ago, just happened to, she asked if that was still an option. I'm like, yes, that'd be great.
And the thing is that we would have more audience with more shows that we have on. Because if people are listening, they're going to share stuff out and tell their friends.
Exactly.
So I'll be honest, I don't have the same, I'm not saying I'm not interested, but it's not like when I first started where I had to tell the world everything I ever thought about. I've already said a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here a long time. I've dedicated 15 years of my life in March. I will be sitting in the same room doing the same show.
4 nights a week, that's commitment. That's really, truly commitment.
It's not that I'm not interested. It's just I don't know what I have that's new anymore unless I have new people to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll see what I can do to help that ride along. Move it right along and get some new interests. And I mean, yeah, I mean, these people that I'm talking to are all in my area, so it's not like it's huge diversity, but at the same time, everybody brings their own people, their own listeners, their own followers, their own whatever, friends, whatever.
Yeah, and then if they're all local, you can have local meetups, and you can talk about various stuff in person, and you can get people to come in and do more speaking engagements, and people would come see them.
Yeah, true story. You're right.
Something I've been very interested in, and I'll just share my idea, but I don't expect it to go anywhere. But I've always wanted, instead of a comedy club, I want a truth club where you would have somebody come in this week. This week, somebody's going to come in for Thursday, Friday, Saturday and talk about chemtrails. The next one, the next guest the following week is going to come in and talk about gardening and preparedness. The next one's going to talk about something else. And it would just be nice to just bring in people I've had as frequent guests and have them come in and get paid to talk. And then just like a comedy club, there'd be like a 2-drink minimum and there'd be a $12 charge or whatever to come in. So it'd be just like a comedy club, but instead of a comedy club, it's more like a truth club.
I love that idea. That would definitely be a way to gather up your tribe and bring new people in, like, hey, bring a relative, and we'll get some truth out and educate them in a nice manner rather than shove it down their throats. I love that idea.
Yeah, and then maybe on Sundays we have open mics where people could talk about whatever they want.
Yeah, I like that idea. I think that's a great idea. You say you think it probably won't go anywhere, but maybe it will. Maybe that would be. I mean, we do need to. Yeah. Mhm. Well, let's hope that people start to do the just reach out and have the gumption. We'll call it gumption. The gumption to introduce these harsh topics to people in a way that's reasonable, and help to, maybe we can reach some of the youth that way. That's definitely a worthy and needful goal, to reach the younger generation.
Well, it's the only way we're going to win is we have to go after the youth just like the Democrats do.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just assume that Democrats get to win everything.
Yeah. Yes. They're just really good at the shame factor. They just love to use fear and shame. How shameful. That's so offensive. It's so offensive. How could you? How offensive.
Yeah.
Can't imagine how many times I read that on social media. Kind of their MO, I suppose.
Well, they don't have a reason against, except that it makes them angry.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know why.
It's so offensive.
Except they were
and
told
they don't
that.
Know why. Yep. Yeah, you think about the stuff that you and I grew up with, what we did, and things that we, the movies we saw, or just anything, it would be so offensive to the younger generation today. So much of that would be, it would definitely send people over the edge.
I can't name you one TV show that's on currently right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming,
either,
of course,
actually,
The Simpsons and Family Guy are still on, but any new, show that started, within the last 10 years, I can't name you one.
Can I? Maybe in 10 years. I like that 70s show, and that's been in the last 10
20.
Years. Yes, it's been in Has it really 20? Oh, my gosh. It really has been 20, hasn't it? That makes me feel old.
I read something that they're coming back as that 90s show.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be on Netflix. We'll see. They've got a lot of the original cast coming back, everybody, but the actor who played Hyde is going to at least make cameos on it. So we'll see.
That's the one that got arrested, right?
Yes. And I don't know if he actually got arrested or if he had the lawsuit against him. So I don't know if he spent any time in jail. It might have just been somebody who was for sexual assault trying to take him to court. So I don't know if he spent time in jail.
I read
maybe
something about a month ago on the 70s show that Fez, the character Fez, he never was given a name. Fez means foreign exchange student.
Yes. Yep, that's absolutely true. That was my cat's name, my cat who passed away this year. We named him Fez after that character. So my dog
was
Jackie.
Oh.
Yes, and my cat was Siamese, so he was our foreign exchange student, and we had an outside cat at our last place, and we named her Kitty. So we definitely had our 70s show. It's definitely been one of my favorites over the years. I relate to it a lot, but other than that, I don't know about any TV shows either. I remember Breaking Bad was really popular at one time. I don't know how many years ago that was. And I just remember that. I can't think of any either. Oh, there was that. No, I'm not going to remember it now. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't. I can't name you any.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know either.
But it's all about going woke, and there's nothing that would be pushing the envelope right now. And everything has to make sure you got the drag queens and the gays, and you have to make sure there's not too many white people in it. And by the time you do all that, there's no room for funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a valid point.
Yeah, how dare you write a joke? You might offend somebody.
Yep. And that 70s show definitely would be considered offensive today because they make fun of being gay and they all kinds of stuff that totally would have been normal and acceptable in the 70s, of course, but today that is so offensive.
Yeah, no one would dare let something like a Sanford and Son go on the air.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that show. I watched that as a kid.
Yeah,
I watched
it.
Do you remember All in the Family?
Of course.
Yeah. Could you imagine that show? That show was pretty, I don't know, it was edgy, but...
But would the Jeffersons be allowed to be on the air?
No, I don't know. That's a good question, because if you think, they're all black, and they... But, of course, then that would be... they would have to cancel it because it will make it sound like black people only... You have to make a show out of only these black people. Very seldom do they get to move on up. So... That should just be normal.
And if they ever make fun of gay people, then obviously that gets canceled right there.
Yes. So like Three's Company? Oh, yeah. That would be a no-no. Yeah, I can't tell you anything that's popular as far as TV shows, because to me it seems like most people don't even really watch your basic TV shows anymore. I could be wrong, but it seems like most people go to a series that's on Netflix or made for Netflix. There's like the series that are made for the actual channel, and you do all the series. So I'm talking, because I'm a Star Wars fan, And I'm talking about the spin-off series that they did with Obi-Wan and The Mandalorian and those. So that would be like a series, but they released several episodes at one time, and then you can binge watch them all at one time. You don't have to do what you and I did with, you know, wait till Saturday night and make sure you're on channel 2 so you can watch the special show. Now it's just like you can turn on whatever you want. So yes,
yeah, but I
watch
think TV as a whole, like 20 years ago, was probably the last. Like that 70s show or How I Met Your Mother or The Big Bang Theory, though, those were like the last of good sitcoms. Not that I liked them, but I'm just saying they were popular.
Yes. Big Bang Theory, I watched that. That was funny. Yeah, you're right. I don't know if they're doing that as much anymore. Now it's like you go to Netflix and you watch that series, or you go to Amazon and you watch that series, and Disney. Yeah.
And
it's
even
really crazy to me.
All they have is like you got Ridiculousness, Catfish, and 16 and Pregnant, and I think that's all the programming for the day.
Wow. And no music, right?
And no music.
No music. Wow. MTV was the thing when I was in high school. We didn't have it, so I had to go to a friend's house and watch Headbangers Ball Saturday night that I could. Now there's no music on MTV. I haven't had any of those channels for a long time. I forget they exist. I do. We did have like channels like NBC, ABC, and CBS at our last place that we lived. Cable was provided, like your basic cable was provided by the HOA, and we don't have that here, so I don't, I have Disney Plus because I had to watch The Mandalorian and Obi-Wan and all the Star Wars series.
When Disney bought Fox, I gave up The Simpsons and Family Guy on the spot, cold turkey.
Did you?
Yeah.
You can watch Simpsons on Disney? I didn't know that was a thing. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's who owns them now, yeah.
I've never even noticed that.
Yeah, I despise Disney that much, where I didn't miss an episode for the first 28 years of The Simpsons, and then when they got bought out, I'm like, I'm done.
You're done. And they get referenced a lot for things that happen. Like, they're always saying, oh, Simpsons new. They're telling the future again. And I don't think I've watched it enough to remember any of those episodes. Makes you wonder.
Yeah, and I used to like Futurama.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that show. My son really liked that. Yeah, I guess I got stuck on that 70s show, and that's all I remember now. Oh, I did watch The Big Bang. I did say that, but... Yeah.
And then Bob's Burgers came out. I guess that's the last cartoon that was on Fox that I'm aware of, and the younger people love that show for some reason. I don't understand it at all, but the youth likes that.
Yeah. I've seen references to it, but I've never watched it. I don't know about it. Yeah, there are other series like Yellowstone. I hear people talking about that one a lot. And so Yellowstone was a thing, and just Yellowstone. There was something else, but that's the only one I can remember the name of. And I never watched any of that either, but apparently that was a thing most recently. Oh, I think we lost Proof. Are you there?
I'm here. I just got kicked out and had to log back in.
Okay. Well, you went almost the entire show without that happening. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I need a minute or two, so I'm going to leave you to yourself here for just a couple minutes anyway.
Okay, sounds good. So Proof was talking about this passive income, and so he sent me the link. I looked it up on YouTube, and the name, I got to pull the whole thing up. Here we go. The name of the YouTube channel is Journey with the Hintons, H-I-N, N as in Nancy, T-O-N as in Nancy, S. So it looks like it's a couple, and they are giving ideas on how to make a passive income. So there's, I already mentioned the book, selling books online, and then also they are talking about, I'm just looking at the titles, the motivational videos, he mentioned that, and then other things. Well, I guess they're just mostly work from home ideas, companies that are hiring, side hustles for coloring books. Well, I would suggest if anybody's looking for these ideas, probably go to YouTube and look up that channel, because there are too many for me to even begin to read. But now I'm on, of course, with YouTube. If you've ever been on there, you're going to now start getting recommendations for similar topics. So now I'm seeing all these different ideas. And I never thought about this, but, you know, often when you start to get involved in these types of passive income ideas, you end up with needing to subscribe to somebody's program. And I'd done that once before, subscribed to a program. This was like, when was that? Maybe 2013. And it was really sort of like an auction sort of website. And you just basically set up your own page. It was a landing page. People would come and do this auction thing and bid. It was sort of like an eBay thing, but it was owned by those of us who participated. And it flopped, unfortunately. So I haven't thought about this in a long time. But here we are with some ideas. So, hey, if it's legitimate and it is helpful, I mean, I definitely couldn't sell or be involved in anything that would be toxic or just detrimental to somebody. I would have to make sure it's legitimate and mutual. Let's try that.
All right, I made it back.
Welcome back.
Even though we only got like 5 minutes.
Well, hey, when nature calls, you got to go. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand. I didn't realize how many free movies are on YouTube.
I've never really been a movie person. I just...
Oh.
I want to create my own stuff as opposed to watching somebody else's.
Yeah, it probably would taint your thoughts too, right? It would influence you.
Well, I just not like Star Wars. I never got into. Documentaries are okay.
Well,
I don't mind those.
Star Wars was my thing when it first came out. I was probably 7, right? I think I would have been about 7 when it first came around the first time. And back then when you didn't have videos or DVDs, it would be re-released like the next summer, and it would be out for a couple of weeks in the theaters. And so I was 7 when my parents split up. So it might have come out the first time when I was 6. That sounds right. 1977. Yeah, I would have been six. It came around again the next year. And that's the year my parents were divorcing and my mom was gone. She left me. And so my dad would just drop me off at the movie and he'd head to work. And then I'd walk home from the theater. So I watched that first Star Wars episode 4. I watched it every day for 2 weeks, well, except for Sundays. And my dad would just drop me off and I'd walk home. And I watched it every day. I could do that for a dollar because that was your movie ticket and a drink and, I don't know, a little popcorn or candy or something. And so I associate that with good memories because that was something that distracted me from the chaos that my family was. And so I loved it. Everything about it, I just adored Star Wars as a child. And then, of course, they started coming out with the rest of the movies, and I was already a fan. So I had to watch them all. So I definitely am a fan of the whole series. And even the spinoffs, as some of them are kind of lame and cheesy, but I'm still going to watch them.
Yeah, my parents never really, I mean, we went to the movies, but it was not my thing. My dad got us, or me especially, into baseball more than anything. So I ended up going to a lot of baseball games when I was younger.
Yeah, and that's your baseball card collection.
Yeah, my dad got me into that, but my dad owned apartment complexes and houses, and kids would leave them behind, and I would inherit them.
Oh, that's a good childhood memory. I like that. Going to baseball games with your dad and having a little treasure hunt for cards. Kind of fun.
Yeah.
Do you still have most of those cards?
Not those cards. I've bought and sold my collection a few times, so I've had them. But one thing I don't have any more of, though, is time tonight because we're done.
Hey.
So thank you, Amanda, for being here. Everyone else, I'll be back tomorrow. Please support the episodes on the network. It's not just a negative show, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail and keep hope alive for only 15 minutes.